Allende was killed, and some 30,000 persons died in subsequent violence and repression, including some Americans. Chile was brought back into the sphere of influence of the United States and remained a military dictatorship for the next two decades. In 1968, General Sukarno, the unifier of Indonesia, was overthrown by General Suharto, again with aid from the CIA. Suharto proved more dictatorial and corrupt than his predecessor. Some 800,000 persons reportedly died during his regime. Another 250,000 persons died in 1975 during the brutal invasion of East Timor by the Suharto regime, aided by the U.S. government and Henry Kissinger. In 1979, the powerful and corrupt Somoza family, which had ruled Nicaragua since 1937, was finally overthrown, and Daniel Ortega was elected president. But CIA-backed contra-insurgents operating from Honduras fought a protracted war to oust the Ortega government, and an estimated 30,000 people died. The ensuing struggle came to include such shady dealing in arms and drugs that it created a scandal in the United States called Iran-Contra, which involved persons connected to the National Security Council selling arms to Iran, then using the profits to buy drugs in support of the Contras. All of those indicted or convicted of crimes in this scandal were pardoned by then-President George H.W. Bush. In 1982, U.S. Marines landed in Lebanon in an attempt to prevent further bloodshed between occupying Israeli troops and the Palestinian Liberation Organization. Thousands died in the resulting civil war, including hundreds of Palestinians massacred in refugee camps by right-wing Christian forces, while Ariel Sharon, then an Israeli general, looked on with apparent approval. Despite the battleship shelling of Beirut and the destruction of the great Mediterranean city, American forces were withdrawn in 1984 after a series of bloody attacks on them. More than two decades later, the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians remains as intractable and deadly as ever, in large part due to the virtually unconditional support of Israel by the United States, which has been sustained by the Israel lobby. In 1983, U.S. troops invaded the tiny Caribbean island nation of Grenada after a leftist government was installed. The official explanation was to rescue a handful of American students who initially said they did not need rescuing.